Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Featured Friday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and gosh, I'm excited for all the episodes, but particularly excited about today's episode because I'm going to be sharing with you what I call the 50 rep rule. This is part mindset, part strategy, but it fits in perfectly with Featured Friday because it touches both those points. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. Most of you who are longtime listeners of this podcast know that in addition to my Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur work, in addition to what I do inside the Launch Coalition, I also have equity and stakes and part ownership in other businesses as well, completely outside of the realm of this business. And so a huge shout out to my business partner In Effect, which is one of the world's fastest growing online fitness companies that I own with Mark Zimmerman. I give Mark so many shout outs on this show. He's been on this show as a guest so frequently, and gosh, I always love conversations with Mark, and of course, I love working with him. And today's 50 rep rule that I'm going to talk to you about is really a byproduct of me getting to work so closely with Mark. And I'm really going to explain this for you because the reason why in the intro I said it's part mindset, part strategy is because it really is a mindset that contributes to all of the strategies that you experiment with in your business or actually in your life, working or not working. So let's talk about the 50 rep rule. One thing that always stood out to me since the day that I met Mark is he's the first ever personal trainer I've seen who one of the first things he said to me was, if you're not going to work out consistently, if you're only going to go to the gym once or twice a week, don't bother. Just save yourself the energy. There's really no reason to. And the more that we talked about it, at first I thought he was joking, but then it truly did hit me. If you're just going to go to the gym once or twice, and then the rest of the week, you're just going to ignore your health and fitness activities, well, really, you're still going to be at a net negative. And so the results from the gym or the results from anything, again, I'm really going to be using the gym and fitness as the analogy in today's episode. But the takeaway that I want you to get from this is that the results lie in consistency. And so if you and I go to the gym tomorrow, and I've used this analogy a million times before here on the show, if you and I go to the gym tomorrow and we do the world's toughest workout, we lift the heaviest weights we've ever lifted, and we are putting the work in, guess what we're going to look like tomorrow? We're going to look the exact same. And even worse, we're going to feel terrible. We're going to be so sore. We're going to have no energy because of that workout that we just did. And so in fact, maybe we'll be in a worse position than we were before we did the workout. And let's say we go again the next day and we do the world's most intense workout. How are we going to look? How are we going to feel? We're going to look the exact same. And we're going to feel the exact same. And so where is the inflection point? Where do the results really start coming? Well, they start coming when you stop looking for them on a daily basis and you start committing to, you know what, for the next 30 days, I'm going to hit the gym. And I'm not going to judge this day by the results that I can physically see. I'm going to judge this day by the work that I put in. And knowing Mark as well as I do now and getting to work as closely as I do with Mark, one thing that him and I have adopted between the two of us is anytime we're doing anything, whether it's, for example, last month we launched a supplement line. And so as a result, we've been living in supplement world. We have been studying supplement companies like you would not believe. I can tell you so many things about supplements. I can tell you so many things about the world of e-commerce and drop shipping and shipping rates and sales tax rates. I can tell you all of these things because Mark and I have been living in that world for the past month. And anytime we're amazed at any company, in any capacity, whether it's incredible email automations that we've studied, whether it's incredible graphics that we see on their websites, whether it's incredible marketing promos that they've got going on, any aspect of their business that we really admire, we obviously then turn around and we look at our own business and we say, hey, we're certainly not there. How can we get closer? But the one thing that we always do between the two of us is we always remind ourselves they've got reps. They've put the reps in. And so anyone who looks good at anything, it's because they've put reps in. So us, with regards to entrepreneurship, if you're a newer entrepreneur and you're saying, gosh, why am I not good at closing sales? Gosh, why am I not good at writing copy? Gosh, why am I not good at creating sales pages? You don't have the reps just yet. So that's to be expected. And so it's something that Mark and I are so cognizant about when we're working together, when we're analyzing competitors together, when we are out in public even, and we see somebody who's incredible at golf or incredible at tennis. We just say, yeah, they are way better than we are at that activity. And it's only because they've got more reps than us. It's really what so much of life comes down to. And that's where this backstory is all to build up to the 50 rep rule. So between Mark and I, one thing that we established really early on in our working relationship is the 50 rep rule, where we agreed between the two of us that anytime we're trying anything, we're going to do it 50 times. And the reason behind this is that so few things in life work the first time. Imagine if you, in your mind, you built up so much. You said, I am going to play the Mega Millions. I am going to try to win the Mega Millions. And in doing so, you decided, I'm going to buy one ticket and that's it for the rest of my life. Well, I hate to break it to you. You will probably lose. The odds are drastically stacked against you there. And the same is true. If you can see it so clearly with regards to the lottery, where the odds are so stacked against you, the same is true in your business. If you are going to go out there and pitch one potential customer or client, that's your lottery. And you're going to dictate whether you were a success or a failure based on that one rep. You're setting yourself up for failure. Can you get lucky? Yes. Have I gotten lucky before in past businesses where my first pitch, I got a yes and I was like, this is incredible. Yes, of course, that can happen. But what Mark and I have decided between the two of us is anything we try, we're getting to 50 reps at least. Sometimes the rule needs to be 100 reps. Sometimes the rule needs to be 250 reps. Those of you who are longtime listeners of this podcast, hopefully you remember the episode that I did about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Colonel Sanders, the founder of KFC, famously got rejected 1,000 times. He took his fried chicken recipe to 1,000 different restaurants. I forget what the exact number is. It's just north of 1,000 times. He took it to over 1,000 restaurants and said, hey, try my fried chicken. It's incredible. And those restaurants said no, consistently, no, no, no. Imagine if he stopped at 750. We would never know KFC. We'd never know Colonel Sanders. He wouldn't have built the life, the business, the legacy, the impact that he has. And so that's the power of the 50 rep rule. How does this actually come into play in my day-to-day life and inside my businesses? Well, for a really tangible example, when Mark and I launched the Everyday Fitness with Coach Mark podcast last year, in 2021, we sat down and we said, is this something we want to be part of our ecosystem? And I remember both of us said these words out loud. If we're doing this, we're doing it until at least episode 50. And of course, it's timely. I'm recording this Featured Friday episode now that Mark and I have had 50 episodes published on the Everyday Fitness with Coach Mark podcast, which is really cool to see, but it was intentional. We made ourselves that rule. When I think back at my earliest entrepreneurial days, when I started my first ever business, my soccer blog, guess what? I wrote probably 300 blog posts before I got any traffic. I could see, I mean, thanks to Google Analytics, we can all see our website traffic. I knew exactly who was reading my blog posts. It was me, it was my mom, it was the girl I was dating at the time, and it was my college roommates, and that's it. Imagine if I stopped. I'm so grateful that I didn't realize I had the 50 rep rule or the 300 rep rule at the time, but I was operating under that MO. That was my mode of operation. That was what I was committed to. I didn't say, oh, I'm gonna publish 10 blog posts and see if people like it. No, I was in it for the long haul. And you should remember, pretty recently, I've done an episode, a Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, about playing infinite games. You don't want this game to end. You want to prolong the game. That's one of the goals of this entrepreneurial game, is to keep it going forever. And guess what doesn't last forever? Quitting. If you quit, you end that loop. You end that cycle. So that's why I'm such a fan of the 50 rep rule. And I'm going to give you an even more time sensitive and time relevant example of the 50 rep rule. So this month, it's April 2022. I, up to this point, have somewhat been a little bit of a denier when it comes to TikTok's uses for business. But I am so sick of hearing and seeing all these other people who have consistently been at the TikTok game and who have gotten, you know, millions of views and also generated thousands, if not tens of thousands, of free leads from TikTok traffic. And it's okay that I'm a denier or a doubter. I guess we'll go with doubter, okay? That's a friendlier term for now. And so with that in mind, Mark and I, it's been on our radar for quite some time. And this month we decided, as we're looking at our marketing mix and as we're expanding our traffic channels, as we laid that landscape out, we sat together and we said, is it time to pull the trigger on TikTok? Should we do a 30-day TikTok challenge and see if it is fruitful for us? And so again, what we committed to is, if we're doing this, we're going to do at least 50. And that's how we both decided on 2 videos a day for 30 days, 60 videos. We're not going to decide after 7 days, does this work, yes or no? We are in it for the long haul. And knowing Mark and I's personalities and competitiveness, because we're both doing this, he's doing it within the fitness realm, I'm doing it within business content. Knowing the two of us and how competitive we are, we're gonna probably keep on going. We will keep on going until we figure it out. Or having put in all those reps, if we don't see the results, we'll either pivot, we'll learn, we'll do something different. That's the beauty of the 50 rep rule. If you and I do 50 reps of something, 100 reps of something, and it's not working, we gave it a fair shot. My biggest complaint with newer entrepreneurs is that they do something once, twice, 10 times. They follow up with potential clients. They get told no a dozen times and they call it quits. That's why today's episode, think about it. Anytime you're developing any strategy, if you're launching a podcast and you're going to quit before episode 50, do not launch it at all. Save yourself the trouble. Save yourself the work. I promise you, it's not worth it. This is why one of my favorite books of all time is The Dip by Seth Godin. If you go back to probably the first 100 episodes of the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, which those episodes, remember, are from 2016, probably within the first 100 episodes, I've mentioned this one book at least a dozen times. It's one of my favorite books of all time. And The Dip, I don't remember if he still uses it in his marketing, but when Seth Godin launched that book, one of the key slogans that he used as part of that book's launch was, "The little book that teaches you when to quit." And in that book, one of my biggest takeaways is Seth Godin said, look, at first, you can make instant progress in anything. I have no idea how to play the guitar. I'll tell you that right now. I have no idea how to play the guitar. I probably couldn't even figure out how to play Hot Cross Buns if you handed me a guitar right now. But if I had a teacher sitting next to me and my teacher was like, hey, here's exactly how to play Hot Cross Buns. Guess what? In less than an hour, I'm sure I could get it. I will get those initial results. But then what's going to happen as I go deeper in my guitar learning journey is it's going to get hard. People like John Mayer, they were just as good as I was at the guitar when we were born. We were the exact same quality. One of us is way better at playing the guitar than the other today. Why is that? It's because he put the reps in. And eventually when it did get hard, when he did hit what Seth Godin calls the dip, he kept going. Most people quit. And so inside that book, inside The Dip, this is the entire point that Seth Godin makes. If you're going to quit when stuff gets hard, save yourself the effort. And that's why this episode comes full circle, and it comes back to how I opened this episode, where Mark told me when I met him years ago in Los Angeles, and he said, if someone's not going to go to the gym consistently, just don't go at all. I love that concept. And the antidote to that concept is the 50 rep rule. Whether you want to get in shape, whether you want to actually grow a business this year, whether you want to learn a new language, whether you want to pick up a new guitar, whether you want to learn a new hobby or a sport, commit to at least 50 reps. At least 50 reps. Hopefully this hits home with you. Hopefully by this point you can see why this mindset hack, why I also say that it ties in with strategy, and that is because no strategy is going to work without the reps. So get out there, put those reps in, keep tuning in. Look at this, I'm almost 500 reps into this podcast. So make sure you pound that subscribe button, and I will see you as always every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.